15-Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high-energy 15-minute episode on the Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. It is 15-Minute Monday time. I hope you had a fantastic weekend and that your work week has started great. Maybe you're still away or you're on a holiday or a break. And if that is so, then I hope that you recharge so that you can come back energized. Before we dive in today's episode, I would like to highlight that on Wednesday from 6 o'clock in the morning, we are online with a new format, which is called Business Wednesdays. And your host on this will be Kane William Pretorius. He is a good friend of mine, but also a trainer, teacher, and he is working for the School of Etiquette, where it's all about business, business development, leader development, team development, culture development, and business etiquette. And him and myself, we will combine our knowledge, myself as an executive and business coach and team coach, and we will give you free content all evolving around business. So if you are a business mind and you want to join our movement, you want to give us suggestions and maybe come as guest onto our show, then please listen up Wednesday morning, 6 o'clock, first episode online, and then we'll be with you every Wednesday. I'm very excited. So I hope to see you there. So let's get right in today, the trusted mirror, building a circle of radical honesty. Today, let's talk about the power of radical honesty within our inner circles. I want to explore why surrounding ourselves with people who can offer us unfiltered truth, even when it stings, is crucial for personal development and growth. Have you ever walked out of a conversation where you felt like you got away with something? Maybe you presented an idea at work or shared a story with friends and everyone seemed impressed, but deep down a nagging voice whispered, there's something off here. We all have blind spots and we all have areas that we don't see and we don't shine light often enough, where our self-perception doesn't quite match reality. That's where the concept of trusted mirror comes in. These are friends, mentors, or colleagues who hold up a mirror to our lives, reflecting both our strengths and weaknesses with brutal honesty. And sometimes it might feel uncomfortable, but this kind of radical honesty is essential for fostering self-awareness and propelling us towards our full potential and more authenticity. Let's talk about the power of radical honesty. Why do we avoid it? Well, let's face it, negative feedback isn't exactly a feel-good experience. Our brains are wired to seek out praise and approval. So it's natural for us to shy away from situations where we might be criticized. We try to move away from it. We don't ask the questions. It's the same when you are having some beef with your partner and you just like frozen and you can't ask the question, what is wrong with you? Is there anything on your chest? Is there anything that you want to tell me? Because you are already fearing the criticism. It's the same like when you have someone at work walking around you, you can feel the energy is off, but you just can't muster up the courage to ask what's going on. And that is what is holding us back. But you have to break through this. Embracing a growth mindset is the key here. This perspective views all your challenges and setbacks as opportunities to learn and improve. Honest feedback, even the critical kind, provides valuable information we can use to course correct and develop our skills. So it is really important that you seek feedback, that you seek honesty, particularly from the people that are closest to you. Benefits of radical honesty. Well, a trusted circle offering honest feedback can identify your blind spots for you. We all have areas where our self-perception is skewed. Honest friends can point out these blind spots, helping us see ourselves more clearly. And that applies for work as well, with your peers and your colleagues. There might be someone that you trust especially, and they can help you with the same thing. It can help us challenge limiting beliefs. Sometimes we hold on to beliefs that hold us back. A trusted circle can help us challenge these negative narratives and adopt more empowering perspectives. That can open up our self-awareness and the way that we look at things, and that in general will improve who we are as people. It boosts self-awareness. Honest feedback fosters self-awareness, allowing us to understand our strengths, weaknesses, and our triggers. And that is the most important thing thing for mental agility, understanding your triggers and really being aware of them and knowing how to wait and respond from a point of reason and not reactive. Strengthen relationships. True connection thrives in an environment of authenticity. Radical honesty builds trust and allows relationships to deepen. So how do we build a trusted circle? Well, building a trusted circle doesn't happen overnight. It takes intentionality and effort. And I want to give you some tips how to do that. Seek out the right people. Look for individuals who are honest, have your best interest at heart, and are comfortable giving constructive criticism. They mustn't walk around you on eggshells. They mustn't be afraid to give you the harsh truth. They need to know how to communicate clearly, kind, and from a perspective that holds your best interest at heart. They have to be vulnerable. You can't expect radical honesty if you're not willing to be vulnerable yourself, and they need to be vulnerable as well. Share your goals, insecurities, and challenges with your chosen circle. Focus on growth, not your ego. Take the ego out of the picture. Shift your mindset. When receiving feedback, view it as an opportunity to learn and grow, not a personal attack on your ego. And how do we create a safe space for feedback? I want to give you some ways how you can cultivate a safe space for honest feedback within your circle. Set ground rules. Talk about that. Establish clear communication guidelines. Emphasize the importance of respectful communication. And you have to focus on behavior rather than personal attacks. Active listening is important. When receiving feedback, truly listen without interrupting. Ask clarifying questions and acknowledge what's being said. Focus on appreciation. Thank your trusted circle for their honesty. Let them know you value their feedback and appreciate their willingness to be your mirror. And that in return will give them a clear sign that you appreciate it, that you are open to their constructive criticism, and that will foster even deeper relationships. Giving honest feedback and being on the giving end of radical honesty requires finesse as well. Deliver with care. Frame your feedback in a constructive and helpful way. Focus on specific behaviors and offer potential solutions. Focus on impact. Explain how the person's actions are affecting you or the situation. Timing is key. Don't blurt out criticism in the heat of the moment. Choose a calm and private setting for these conversations. That's really important and will create a safe holding space to discuss critical topics. And let me give you some examples. Let's say someone that you know is constantly presenting new business ideas, but they often lack feasibility, for instance. So what can a trusted circle do? They can offer honest feedback about the practicality of her ideas while still encouraging her creativity. And that will maybe make her look a bit deeper and maybe research, see her own blind spots and understand that feasibility is also important for business, and then get the knowledge, get the data to improve on her general ideas, which will help her to grow as a person. Or let's say you have that colleague at work that is known for being overly critical in meetings. So what can the trusted circle do? They can offer feedback about how this approach demotivates others. They could suggest alternative ways to express opinions while still being heard. For example, he could try phrasing his critiques as questions or suggestions for improvement, focusing on the positive impact the change could have. And another scenario, let's think you have a friend who is a social media influencer who often feels pressure to portray a perfect life online. What could her trusted circle do, or her friends or followers that really care for her? They could offer honest feedback about the importance of authenticity and the potential impact of unrealistic portrayals on her audience. They might remind her that her followers value genuine connection and vulnerability, and that sharing her struggles and imperfections can actually strengthen her relationship with them. That is just a couple of examples, and I'm sure you can think of many other ones, and it is important that we keep that in mind. The challenges of radical honesty. Building a circle of radical honesty isn't without its challenges, and I want to share some common roadblocks with you that could get into the way and how to navigate them. Fear of conflict. Honest feedback can sometimes spark disagreements. However, healthy conflict can be a catalyst for growth. Focus on the issue at hand, not personal attacks, and use I statements to express your perspective. Hurt feelings, also another stumbling block. Even constructive criticism can sting. Communicate beforehand that you value their honesty and want to hear their feedback, even the tough stuff. Misinterpreting feedback. Sometimes we take feedback too personally. All of us do. Actively listen, ask clarifying questions, and step back to analyze the information objectively. And then how do you find common ground and set boundaries? Not everyone in your life needs to be a part of your radical honesty circle. And here I want to share with you how to find common ground and establish boundaries. Different circles for different needs. You may have colleagues you trust for professional feedback and friends you confide in about personal matters. Cater your level of honesty to the nature of the relationship. Respect boundaries. It's okay to say no to feedback in certain situations. Perhaps you're not ready to hear criticism on a specific topic or simply need some emotional space after a difficult experience. Finding common ground. Identify shared values within your circle. This creates a foundation of trust and understanding that makes honest communication easier. Let's talk about the power of appreciation and reciprocity. Remember, radical honesty is a two-way street. Here is how you show appreciation and reciprocate within your circle. Express gratitude. Thank your circle for their honesty and willingness to challenge you. Let them know you appreciate their role in your growth journey. Reciprocity is key. Be willing to offer honest feedback in return. This shows your commitment to the two-way street of open communication. And celebrate the success, always. That is so important. You need to do it. When you achieve a goal or make positive changes based on feedback, acknowledge your circle's contribution to your success. That will foster trust and even deeper relationships. Maintaining open communication over time. Building trust does take time, and maintaining open communication requires ongoing effort. I want to give you some tips for that. Schedule regular check-ins. Set up regular catch-ups with your trusted circle to discuss goals, challenges, and areas where you might need feedback. Be open to evolving needs. Our needs and goals change over time, and that is good. Be open to adjusting the level or nature of feedback within your circle as your life circumstances evolve. Address conflict constructively. Disagreements are inevitable. They will happen, but address conflict head on using respectful communication and focusing on finding solutions. So how do we deal with difficult personalities? Not everyone welcomes honest feedback. So here, let's talk about how to navigate these situations. Assess the situation. Is this someone you need honest feedback from? If not, consider letting them go from your radical honesty circle. Focus on delivery. If you must offer feedback, frame it in a way that is respectful and solution-oriented. Focus on specific behaviors and do not focus on personal attacks. That's never a good way of communicating. Setting boundaries. You can't force someone to be receptive to feedback. Set boundaries and limit your exposure to negativity if needed. And as with everything that I suggest, please remember it's a journey, not a destination. Building a circle of radical honesty is a continuous process. And I want to give you some encouraging words to wrap up this section. Be patient. Building trust and creating a culture of open communication takes time. Don't get discouraged if things don't click immediately. Celebrate small wins. Recognize and celebrate small victories along the way. This will help maintain momentum and keep you motivated. Enjoy the journey. The process of fostering radical honesty can be just as rewarding as the outcome. Embrace the learning experience and enjoy the deeper connections you'll form with your trusted circle. You will bond on a deeper level. Same in at work, you will build better, more trustworthy relationships, and that will help you and the people around you grow. And there you have it, guys, nicely wrapped and packaged, how important it is to create a circle of trust and open communication, radical, honest feedback that will help you and the people that belong to that circle grow. It is important in life that we open ourselves up to look at our blind spots, shine light into the dark corners, and be receptive to feedback even if it doesn't sound nice. Everything that you are being told from people that care about you and want you to grow grow is data. Data that you can use to challenge your limiting beliefs, data that you can use for pattern recognition. It will help you. There's nothing stronger and more powerful than consistently being aware of your shortcomings and analyzing where you can do better, being open to constructive criticism and working on yourself. When you open up your blind spots and you put them into the light, that is when you really grow. That is when real improvement happens. And that is why it is important that we seek honest feedback, whether it be at work or in our personal life. It is important and it will help you on all levels of your life. This is where you can make a huge difference that can set you miles ahead of the people around you, I promise you, because most people shy away from honest truth, whether it is from people that they appreciate, sometimes that makes them even more scared, or it is from colleagues, from managers, their superiors in any kind of form. That is where the magic happens, when you open up to honest feedback, radical honesty, and real self-improvement possibilities. So I want to challenge you to reflect on your inner circle, the people that you currently have in your inner circle. Do they encourage growth and offer constructive criticism when needed? If not, then you maybe have to expand that circle, maybe cut some people out and think more careful about it. So I want you to reach out to a friend, colleague, or mentor to initiate conversations about honest feedback and the radical truth, because that will make you better in all areas of life. So I please want to remind you, subscribe to the podcast. Also, follow us on our social media channels. Please leave a rating. All of that is important to bring us up in the algorithm. At the end of the day, this is all about getting it out to as many people as possible. I want to get more people on the tribe where we meet at face value and share free content for us to be better in life and in business. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please leave me feedback, leave me comments and suggestions. And don't forget to tune in on Wednesday. We will be online from 6 o'clock in the morning with a new episode on Business Wednesdays. Kane William Pretorius and myself. And I can promise you there will be some goodies that you will thoroughly enjoy if business is your language. So guys, have a fantastic week. I'm logging off for today with a promise. I'll be back. That's Daniel, your host on the Success Blueprint. Take care.